A Passenger's Story, Part 3. Jack was a strong swimmer, but the water was icy.
I can't believe it. The ship is breaking in two. Milton! Where are you?
But Jack never saw Milton Long again. Most of the men on the boat were from the ship's crew.
Here, boy.
Help me!
Where were you?
I was under the boat.
Others were not as lucky.
You can't come on. One more will sink us. That's all right, boys. Good luck to you.
Soon, the ocean was silent and empty.
Dead. They're all dead.
My name is Harold Bride. I'm a radio operator. The Carpathia is coming to help.
I hope she arrives soon.
As morning arrived, the ocean became rougher and rougher. Then,
what's that? Over there!
It's a star.
No! It's a light!
It's the Carpathia, Jack.
She's there!
The Carpathia arrives. When he received the Titanic's SOS message in the night, Captain Rostron of the Carpathia ordered his ship to go as fast as possible. There was a lot of ice in the area, but Rostron was a good captain. The Carpathia saw a rocket from one of the lifeboats at 4 a.m., less than 2 hours after the Titanic sank. It wasn't easy to find all of the survivors. The lifeboats covered a 6.5-kilometer, 4-mile, area. It took Rostron and his crew 4 hours to pick up everybody. People in the boats waved and shouted. Some burned letters and papers so the Carpathia could see them. Captain Rostron ordered his crew to count the survivors. They counted 705. Later, people guessed 711 or even 757 survivors. That meant that more than 1,500 of the Titanic's passengers and crew died.